This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Cleveland money, it's just as good as New York money. In this case, in the NFL. It seems like the afternoon show's been picking fights with us a lot lately. Is that not true?
People have been texting me about it. When I ever listen in.
Well, at least
in,
they're listening. I'm glad they're listening.
Yeah, whenever I tune in, I'm hearing good sports jawboning. You know I love that. What?
Good sports jawboning?
They have that. Yeah. Reed, that's the most sports jawboning in the CLE.
Yeah, per capita.
Yeah. Yesterday, I got this like they're talking about the football stuff. I go, guys, I made a joke on Saturday. I had to pick up a whole bunch of old football helmets. I was like, real football guys drive around with old football helmets in the back of their truck in March. I gotta get rid of them things. But I usually it seems that, and I think it's all in good nature. I think people want us to take it personally because they like that stuff, but I have a good nature about it. I do got kind of something to bring up about the midday show, though. Not Uh-oh. Personal. Not personal at all. Not being mean. I disagree with what somebody said on the midday show. Because I just don't find it to be applicable here. This is Andy and Jeff. The talking heads. They's a talking. They're jawboning. About Shedeur Sanders. And that rumor yesterday that Deion has refuted that he would like his son to go to New York.
If Shedeur and maybe Deion are looking for Shedeur to enter the upper echelon of marketability in the NFL, two things have to happen. You have to play well and you have to be in the right market.
His last name is Sanders. It's just like LeBron playing in Cleveland. It's not going to matter.
No, I'm not going to put. I'm not putting Shedeur or Deion in the LeBron category they are not there. It's this though,
it's
Andy.
It's Sanders. It's Deion Sanders' kid. He's going to get commercials. He's going to get all those things already.
And if he gets them in New York, he'll get four times as many and make four times as much.
Is that true to you? Because I took umbrage. I disagreed. I didn't take umbrage, but I disagreed with him.
Boy, that's always been the conventional wisdom, is that the athletes can make more money on endorsements because they're not only, if you're in New York, are you instantly, you know, going to get talked about more on the debate shows, and for good and for worse, and for the last how many years it's been for bad. Like, there's It hasn't been. I bet a lot of guys were like, man, I wish we weren't in New York. We wouldn't get half the scrutiny that we would have gotten if we were somewhere else. Like Sam Darnold, if he would have failed.
Oh, God, yeah.
In like, say, Carolina, would he have been made fun of anywhere near the way that he does on all their platforms?
No.
But when it does, if you're good in New York, you can have 3 good weeks in New York and it changes everything.
Jeremy Lin.
Just ask Jeremy Lin, right?
Yep. Sorry.
Like, no, that's
Tommy
exactly
DeVito.
Right. Yeah, no kidding. His agent. Like, his agent gets more run now. So it is true that if you go on any kind of a run there, you can have legendary status. But as far as, like, I guess maybe local money, there is more local money, obviously, in New York City.
Well, yeah, but I would look at it, though. I go, man, I just don't think it works in the end. I don't think that argument holds water in the NFL.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City.
Yes, I think if you're that good, Josh Allen plays in Buffalo. Josh Allen is a highly recognizable man and would probably be recognized in all corners of the United States. Same thing with Patrick Mahomes. Same thing with a lot of NFL football players, guys who wear helmets, guys, quarterbacks. And I feel that Shador Sanders would be the same way playing in Cleveland. I mean, Baker Mayfield had big progressive commercials right there. That wasn't our stadium, right? That was someone else's. Either way, it was supposed to be based in Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken. So he had big national commercial ads running as a member of the Cleveland Browns. Wasn't Alice Cooper his neighbor in one of them, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah. So he's had big national things. I think in the NBA, I think that argument is starting to go off a little bit, but the Knicks have been good. Have they been dominant? No. Maybe that would change. I'll say that. Baseball, I think, is the only one where it really holds. I really think that's the only one. And because we have Jose Ramirez. He's one of the best all-around baseball players in Major League Baseball. And I think that we're getting to a point here where we're right at his prime, and I don't think that we'll ever get to truly enjoy it as an MVP or anything like that, even if he deserves it, because he doesn't play in New York. He doesn't play for the Mets. He doesn't play for the Yankees. And frankly, he doesn't play for the Dodgers, if you want to go throw that one out there. Angels are a different animal, it seems. But those three teams, those markets, I think it's just totally different in baseball. That's the only one where I think it counts. I think in football, if you're that good, you can't hide in the NFL. You have the most exposure of anybody else. Travis Kelce, she could have just ignored him. Taylor Swift could have just ignored him wholeheartedly off of what? A sentence that he said? He's like, well, didn't he say, like, I want to see what's up with Taylor Swift when she got?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he said it on a podcast. And the podcast was popular with football people.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Kansas City fans and Eagles fans and people like football, now it's taken on a life of its own. I mean, he's a big national celebrity. He's a tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. And you could be, in the football world, a big national celebrity as tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, but you take a new light. Rob Gronkowski, a tight end, was a tight end for the New England Patriots. Things change when you get to the exalted level of the NFL. And I think that doesn't matter whatever market you're in. Whatever. It doesn't matter to me with the NFL. So I understand what he's saying. And yeah, maybe you would have more money because it costs more money in local deals in New York City. But I think nationally, Cleveland, Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon, for that matter, doesn't mean much. Let me get to the phones. Jim in Strongsville. Hello.
Hey, guys, listen, I heard this argument yesterday, and it's really easy to put to bed. Listen, you had 2 quarterbacks, both named Manning, one playing in New York, one playing in Indianapolis, both won Super Bowls. Which one's the more marketable brother?
Peyton.
And what? He's in Indianapolis. How can he be the more marketable one? He's
very
not
good
playing
point.
In the big market.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, you want to talk about something that's on as even terms as you can put him on? That's it right there. Take a look at it, and boom, sorry. Sorry, Jeff. Go back to watching Andy Griffith.
Now, hey, hold. Now, hold. Yeah, he's not here to defend himself,
heck?
Jim.
Boom.
Tough acting tonight.
Gee, golly.
Judas Priest. It's not. Do you have something you had to get off
your
chest?
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, it probably helped that Peyton Manning was better. Like,
He had all those MVPs.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good player.
Leaders,
that helps too. But just as far as like hype and stuff, you know, I think Shador on his own has built up enough. He's generated enough interest in who he is. That's why, I mean, when Albert Breer comes on and says, I could see him slipping to the second round, like, that's outrageous because of who it is. Like, it's crazy to think about him in the green room, Shador.
Yeah.
Teams passing up on him, and then they're going to show Deion.
I think he's going to
show Deion probably more than Shador.
Isn't he not going? I thought he wasn't going.
I don't know.
Well, wherever he is, right?
Yeah, like, there's going to be cameras.
There is a segment of fans who recognize his father, but do not see his father as the reason why he's there. And it's the younger generation who did not grow up wearing Deion shoes. And
they don't know how cool he was.
Right.
They have no idea that he was the one athlete that everybody, by the way, white and black, like everybody that was playing sports and good at sports. Yet Deion was polarizing to, you know, probably middle America and the middle age, you know, fans. Like, yeah, he was polarizing because we hadn't seen somebody that was like, don't tell me what I can't do. Don't tell me what I can't say. He paved the way. He was as influential as it gets. That doesn't mean anything to kids now.
He's always, I think you're right, and I think that's hard to deal with because there's so many times where loudmouths, and Shador is not I know I said that term earlier and somebody took umbrage with it. No, does Shador yell and scream like Brian Bosworth? No. But he is a guy who does the wrists up. There's Rolexes, there's music, there's things like that. There's flashiness.
But we've seen that already in the league.
But our generation got used to the idea of guys being flashy and then falling flat on their face. I mean, Brian Bosworth, he's great in the Dr. Pepper commercials, fair actor, but his NFL career, for a million different reasons, a myriad of reasons, a failure, and a lot of people just didn't like him at the time and wanted to see him fail. Like, you want to see those guys fail. Deion, when has Deion failed? In his entire football media career, he's never really failed. And he's a guy who wore
maybe
the big chains.
High school that he tried to start. But yeah, I get your point. And sports-related stuff. He has
been... Wow, that was a deep pull.
But no,
never mind.
He, you're right, though. You're right,
one high school. Yeah. Okay? One little high school. But he wore the big chains, wore the sunglasses, said he was going to play both sports. They didn't want him to play both sports. He's always come out on the other side, smell like roses. He really always has. And I think that's bothered some people. But to that generation, to my kids' generation and stuff like that, Shador Sanders, there will be other Shador Sanders. That's normal.
And we've had flashy QBs. I mean, Cam Newton was extremely flashy. Was not the way he played. Like, the way he played, he was kind of bruising and whatever. But him as a electrifying personality, I mean, he exudes it still to this day. Look at how he shows up on
Some of the stuff. I know that he says some controversial things, but I still, that podcast he has, it's like, this is some good stuff. Yeah, sorry.
By the way, do you remember Tim McCarver and Deion?
Throwing the water bottle at him.
I mean,
jug of water at him.
It's an all-time moment. It's an all-time moment in just media, sports.
And when we were kids, and I know you guys you're 4 years older than me, you're 5 years older than me. My generation of kids that I was that age, we all loved him, and all our dads rolled their eyes.
Yeah.
They all rolled their eyes. All our coaches, when we played for the B-League Dolphins in Perry Township, you guys are going to wear those bandanas. Okay, fine. Yeah, okay. They all love Deion. The Browns aren't here, so they got to love somebody. Fine. Like, that's the way it was. And I think that I've gotten used to it over time. I just don't think it's no big deal to people who are younger than us. It's not a big deal. And I think that that's one of the big, big differences in generations that we've had here between these two.